We are joined by Ken Moorman, who's representing the Atlantic Friends of the Library. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
How are you this morning?
Well, pretty good. It's Tuesday. It's rainy. It's spring.
It was really rainy. The south side of town was dry, and the north side of town was pouring. And out to KJN, it was dry again. So
welcome to spring.
My windshield wipers didn't know which way to go.
Well, they're going to be going here for a while. We got more rain in the forecast. That's not what we want to talk about, though, this morning. We want to talk about an event for folks to kind of get rid of some of the clutter here this spring around the house. All kinds of old papers and things that we don't really need. You got a shred day coming up.
It's one of those things that we kind of look for all year long. We used to do it twice a year, and the fall didn't seem to quite fit in real well. There wasn't any fall house cleaning, you know. There's spring house cleaning. So we got the next Saturday, May 4th, we're going to be down at the library. They bring in a big truck from Des Moines. It's called the Shredding Company, I think, or something like that. And we invite people to bring their valuables in the paper routine down to us, and we'll get rid of them for them. The procedure goes like you drive up to the library and approach the parking lot from the west that's coming in through the alley. We'll have somebody out on the street directing people coming from the west and from the east, try to get them in a timely manner. It won't take very long. They pull up, stop at a directed person. We have an official stopper. And then we will open, you open the doors to your car or your trunk or your back hatch. We'll take everything out for you. You don't have to get out of the car. We have a dumpster right there to put them in. And you can sit and listen, if you want, to your things being shredded. Many people come down and say, do they do it right here, or is there a possibility that they might look at my numbers as they go back to Des Moines? No, they're shredded right then and there. I think last year we did a couple of tons of paper. Now, that's a lot of paper. It's a lot of lifting out of the trunk and stuff. We'll take just about anything that's shreddable. We can't do three-ring binders. that's a little tough on the machine. But paper clips, staples, stuff like that, don't worry about it. Just come in. We'll take care of it for you. You probably stop and slow down for maybe 30 minutes or a minute. That's all you have to worry about.
Sure. Now, are we talking white paper? Or are we talking like newspaper or magazine type things too? Or is it pretty much office paper?
It just needs to be paper. It's really kind of intended for white paper. But, you know, there's places in town where you can take your newspapers out east of west of Hy-Vee, the back end behind there. Mm-hmm. And that's really the best place for that, because that goes to the local landfill and gets shredded, and they handle it. Although this would get your newspapers out of town.
Get some of that stuff taken care of. Yeah, I'm sure we all have a lot of that kind of stuff around, especially if we look through the files and things. And you may want to visit with some professionals, tax preparers, things like that, to see what you need to keep, if maybe you can get rid of some of the stuff that's cluttering up.
It's how long. How long do you want to keep it, you know? We go through our files the other day, and, oh, I don't know, maybe we should take that, maybe not. I really can't give any opinion on that, because every time you talk to somebody that's supposed to know, the answers are a little bit different.
Sure. Well, whatever you're comfortable with.
Yep.
And
yep.
If you've got things.
Whatever your file cabinet will hold.
That's right. If you've started your third pile on the desktop now, it's probably time to take a look at some of that.
The desktop is always a problem.
Yeah. But I bet you get some folks that bring in quite a bit of stuff.
It's surprising. We started a month early talking about this year. My biggest complaint or comment was people would drive up and say, I wish I had more time to get this ready. You know, you don't want to just go into it and mass throw things away. So we started a month ago when we had the library book sale. And, of course, the library book sale, the proceeds from that goes all to the library, lock, stock, and barrel. And the library, this is a program that the library has, and they've asked us or me to kind of get the volunteers for it and to get it orchestrated. I have good publicity from my people here in town. We started a month ago, and it was up on the sign and stuff like that. And this week we're having pictures in the paper. You know, we're sure. doing a lot of things to promote it, thinking that we've given them plenty of time. Now that it's time to either now's the time to get active, or now's the time to get it in the trunk and ready to bring it down.
Absolutely, opportunity to clean things out. Now, is this just for folks at home, or can businesses take advantage of this?
We don't want businesses doing it, because there is commercial people around that will take your shred stuff. I know at Rex Pharmacy, they have a big canister in the back room, and it's locked because of the private papers that they have to destroy. But we try not to turn away anybody with a reasonable amount of stuff. We're ready to go. And I also got asked, is this only Cass County? Well, really, our library serves a lot of people. I'm not going to turn anybody away within reasonable. We want to get shredded.
Sure. Well, you talk about the library and the friends of the library who are helping to coordinate all this. There's no cost to the folks that come to use the service, but there is a cost to this.
That's right. The library has about $500 in the budget for this, plus gas. So it's a costly thing, so we want people to take care of it. And or take advantage of it, I mean.
Right, yeah. So it's there. It's there for your opportunity. And so I want to take advantage of that here today. That's from 9 to 11 on Saturday. Now, I know it says here in the notes here, no early or late drop-off. So it's kind of a firm 9 to 11.
Well, we don't have a facility down there for people to drop it off early. And if they're late, they're late. They're not going to be anybody there. We're going to be very flexible. We're not standing there pointing at the rules and stuff like that. We do have to watch out for no binders, because the metal in the rings really do hurt things. But we've never had much trouble with that before. We've had a lot of different weird stuff. One person got out of their car and they wanted to see it shredded, because they doubted that we could do that right there. But the machine makes a lot of noise, so you can hear it a half a block away
right.
as your papers go into there.
Yeah, you know, from a practical standpoint, it's nice to have an opportunity to get rid of some of that stuff. The alternative would be it probably goes to the landfill, and that's probably not ideal.
You and I both know that the people at the landfill probably don't sit out there and, oh, there's a piece of paper that has a bunch of Social Security numbers on it.
Right.
But within reason, this is the best way to get rid of it right now. And we'll probably do it again next spring. So put this on your spring calendar, and to start late winter.
Yeah. Well, and it's something that doesn't have to go to the landfill. So, you know, you're saving the space. That's always a good thing.
I think it gets, the guy said a lot of it gets into insulation. And I guess it's going to keep us warm someday.
Yeah. It's a recycling program. You're putting it back to good use again. So.
You bet.
But, yeah, we take care of all that information there, too, and do it in a safe manner for you and get it back into circulation again. So just bring those cars into the lot. Now, this is the church lot just to the south of the library, correct?
Yes,
right outside the library.
That is.
Okay.
So pulling in from the west,
okay.
Going east. We'll have some pylons there to help direct you. We have people around there with some red vests on, stuff like that, to help you around. It's not rocket science, but certainly be careful of us slow-moving adults and stuff like that. But the guys I've got with me, most of them have done it before.
Right.
We got one newbie this year, but he'll learn real fast.
You bet. It'll be well-coordinated. Just come on down. They'll direct you in the right direction, put you around through there. You'll be in and out there in no time.
It really is. It moves along real fast.
Excellent. That's this Saturday coming up on May 4th. It's May already. May 4th, this Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. Here's the other good news, too. Partly cloudy, high around 65. I don't even see any rain in the forecast.
I that's the hardest thing to get organized. You know, I had to start 3 or 4 weeks ago to get that cloud clear out over Hawaii to get here just at the right time. One year it was really cold, and one year it was kind of wet, so... we're looking for a good day, that's for sure.
Yeah, I suppose when you're dealing with papers like that, the one thing you don't want is windy.
Well, it doesn't bother much because it doesn't take very far to get from that trunk or the hatch right into that dumpster. So there, I suppose papers could roll around pretty easy.
All right. Again, that's this Saturday, May 4th, 9 to 11 a.m. Just swing by the parking lot there, just to the south side of the library, and they'll get you taken care of. Ken, thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.
Appreciate being here.
And we sure appreciate all the help that the Friends of the Library provide there as well to make those programs run smoothly.